Hi, I'm Huda. You are listening to Min Huna Finding Refuge in Friendship. Today our episode different as we used to. In this episode, I will interview first guest. He will tell us about his experience with refuge journey. He is young. His journey was bigger than him. So let Muhammad introduce himself for us.
Hi, I am Muhammad. I was born and raised in Damascus. I am 15 years old. I am Huda's friend in the school.
Muhammad and his family surfed from journey of refuge, which Syrian people considered as journey of death. There are many Syrians left Syria from many reasons. Muhammad, could you tell us what reason made your family decide to leave Syria?
We had to leave our neighborhood because of the armies and the people against the president. They were entering our place by tanks and weapons. They were killing each other, shooting each other. This was scaring us. We couldn't bear this. So me and my brother and sister and my parents had to go to other place on my dad's motorcycle to be safe. But that place wasn't completely safe because of my dad's work. He had to work with the government, and government has special vehicles. So if he passed a checkpoint for the people against the president, they will take him. These things made us leave Syria.
About 4 million Syrians are refugees around the world from 2015, registered by United Nations, and there are tens of thousands of refugees are not registered. Muhammad, which year was your journey? How old were you? And why your family chose Jordan?
My journey was in the last month of 2011. I was 11 years old. My parents chose Jordan because it was the closer country to Syria.
Many refugees seek journey to safe places via dangerous ways. Most of them obliged to do this because many countries are not allowed the Syrian refugee enter to their land. For these reasons, the Syrians choose the illegal methods of obtaining safe places. Many Syrian families lost their children and their members from their family through their migration routes, and the most troubled migration by sea. Muhammad traveling across land, but still dangerous escape. Muhammad will tell us how was their traveling and how they could enter the Jordan.
We went Jordan as illegally by crossing the border by walking for 3 hours. People who are taking us to Jordan paid money to the people in the border to make us enter. So the people in the border said they have to be quiet or we will kill them. So some moms gave their babies medicines to sleep that will keep them quiet. After we crossed the border, we had to wait until the bus come to take us to Jordan. We went the camp as illegally, and we left it illegally. We lived in the camp for 25 days. These 25 days were the worst days in my life, because we lived in the winter. We used to live in tents. Tents wasn't safe place to live in the winter, because some tents fell down because of the snow and rain, and some babies sank and died.
Thanks for God, Muhammad and his family arrived to Jordan safely.
من هنا عثرنا على الملجأ الآمن.
From here, we found a warm refuge.